Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is the official sports talk station of the Dogs.
Hudson Mason, quick throw, got it to Bennett in the slot. Touchdown!
So let's talk Bulldogs football with former UGA quarterback Hudson Mason.
All right, let's talk about something fun like Georgia football. With the host of the Locker Room program, I'm sorry, the lead host of the Locker Room. He's our friend Hudson!
It's Hudson Mason and the Locker Room.
I believe so. It's like the Pips.
Yeah.
He joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Hello, Hut.
Hey, have you guys ever wondered why a spike is not an intentional grounding?
That's a great question. What a great question. Why?
Well, I was watching.
I know the answer.
Okay, go ahead, because I'm curious.
Well, you're not avoiding a rush. You have to be avoiding a pass rush.
So then why not do that anyway? Like, I guess, so in the scheme of the play, you're right. So you're getting rid of it to avoid the sack. Okay. But do you want it just technically called something different, Hut?
Yeah, I don't. The verbiage. It's like he's inside the tackle box. There's no receiver in the area.
You're just killing the clock, right?
Yeah.
You don't like sour cream have an expiration date on it either, do you?
No, absolutely not.
First of all, sour cream should be banned. There's nothing good about sour cream. Okay. It should never be a part of anybody's world. Anyway. Hutt, I want to get to the good here in a minute because I made a statement about – actually, let's start with the good. I said yesterday Georgia's the most complete team in college football, admitting it's only 3 weeks into the season, but I see a dominant defense, I see a high-powered offense, I see a really good kicking game, and I don't see any holes. Am I right or wrong?
I think you're right. I think they're the most complete team in the country. I think there's a difference between saying they're a complete team, and they are the most complete team in the country. I would definitely agree with the latter. I don't think there's a fully complete team. I think Alabama's got questions. Can they stop the run in years past? I think Georgia still has some questions offensively against, you know, like if they would have scored, I don't know, at all, maybe against Clemson or, you know, put up, you know, some points and move the field, I think emphatically it would be an emphatic yes. They're the most complete team. So I think it's just a matter of, you know, when Georgia gets the opportunity next offensively, whether that's against Arkansas next week, Auburn, you know, to just be able to show that they can do what they've done against lesser opponents, against good quality defenses.
Okay, so that being said, the weirdness of Kirby's choice, or either whether it was a pregame design or in-game decision that he pulls JT after starting 8-for-9 for 119 yards and puts Stetson in. Like, I still come to this place that I think they look to me early like they're more complete than Bama. But when those two meet, if they do in Atlanta, they still have Saban and Kirby. Still, it makes me uncomfortable that there's a weirdness in some decision somewhere in a game. Am I being too harsh on him?
No, I think, you know, there's certain questions, as we've seen in the past, the fake punt, you know, where Alabama is going to get the benefit of the doubt until Georgia beats Alabama head to head. That's just the way it's going to work. I mean, today we talked about in the coaches poll, and I don't really care for polls. I don't really give them a lot of attention, but I did find it interesting that Georgia received one vote in the coaches poll. And I was surprised by that. And what I guess take away from that is that, again, when it comes to all things equal, you know, Georgia's undefeated, Alabama's undefeated, Georgia is going to get the benefit of the doubt, if not the vast majority of it, from coaches, from media members, until, you know, the Dogs can beat Alabama. That's just the way it's going to be. That's the narrative right now. And so while I think Georgia deserves more votes as the number one team in the entire country, it's interesting to see kind of how the, you know, not the in the media or the coaches poll, and who knows if it's even the coaches voting on it. Might as well call it the grad assistant poll. But it is interesting that they only got one vote.
I don't think you want to be Ken Seals, but if you are, if you're calling plays for Vandy, how do you attack this defense? Where's the crack? Where's the maybe? Where's the actually, you know, give me Arkansas or Auburn or Kentucky, anybody. Where's the opening against this defense?
A lot of praying, and maybe asking and praying and hoping that your offensive line can hold up for maybe 3 seconds at the most, and you can find a one-on-one matchup against some of these corners. I think that's the only question mark, is the secondary. You know, we saw Amir Speed give up a couple of deep balls in one-on-one situations. They gave up 4 plays over 35 yards in total. You know, that's going to drive, you know, Coach Kirby Smart nuts as a secondary and a defensive guy, is just the explosive plays. And, you know, South Carolina, with all due respect, is not a great passing team. So I think that's it's not going to happen. But to answer your question, I think that's the one place that Georgia's still vulnerable in the moment.
Hudson Mason with us, our buddy from the locker room. You can hear at 6 to 10 here on the Fannies with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Let me go back to the decision to put Stetson in, take JT out. You're the starting quarterback. You're off to a red hot start. How are you receiving that?
I wouldn't like it at all. No matter how many different ways I try to carve it, it just doesn't really make much sense to me. I don't know if JT didn't practice a lot last week, which would be kind of contrary to what a lot of the people that, you know, cover the Dogs reported. And Kirby was trying to kind of send a message that, look, if you're not going to practice, you know, you're not going to get all the reps.
Hold up. I think you just hit on it. I was going to let you finish, but you said, I don't know, Kirby's sending a message. I don't know that this is true because I'm not in Athens every day and I'm not connected like you or Buck or whomever. I have been told in firsthand conversations multiple times, and it's not, you know, rare knowledge. A lot of people have heard stuff like this, but I've gotten to, you know, pretty firsthand. Kirby wants everybody to know I'm the boss, and I'm going to show you I'm the boss by doing whatever it is. The Nick Chubb thing where he got one carry, maybe the Carson Beck not starting. Do you think Kirby sometimes gets caught up in stuff that should be beneath a potential national championship head coach?
You know, I know what you're talking about with the Carson Beck thing, because I've had multiple people bring it up to me, and I just for the past like 7 days, I've just kind of refused to believe that it's true, because I kind of refuse to believe that Coach Kirby Smart could be that petty. That just seems extremely petty to me. You know, if it just seems like a made up dog vent rumor, right? Like,
yeah, like, which is like why I was saying it surprised me, because I'm not there, but here's the story.
Right. And at this point, when you start to do kind of process of elimination as to why in the world would a guy get reps? Why in the world would you not just play JT 100% of the time? Why in the world did Carson Beck not get all of the reps in the fourth quarter? That's just as alarming to me. Like, if I was in Carson Beck's situation and the fact that in a blowout, I didn't get all the reps in the fourth quarter, there's something going on there. Whether Carson
he's just telling you to transfer.
Yeah, he's telling you to transfer. Whether Carson just isn't that good, which, by the way, I don't believe that's the case, because everybody – Drew Butler, Buck Blue, everybody that we've had on our show who has gone to Athens in the spring or summer camp reported back and said, man, Carson Beck with the twos looks really good. Everybody. So what's changed from spring to him getting the twos and summer camp from him being the number two guy to now? So I go back, I tie it back to this, that, you know, if it's true that Carson Beck was supposed to get the start against UAB and Kirby's sending a message because he leaked it to his high school coach, that's extremely petty, in my opinion, to bench a kid or send a message that way to a kid.
Yeah, it's quite a storyline, though, as we'll continue to watch it. A dominant-looking team and some weirdness around some of the quarterback stuff.
How do you enjoy Rocky Top, by the way? That's a press box way on up there, isn't it?
It's way up there. I think I heard – I put the over-under at 20.5 times. I heard Rocky Top. I think they went over. They won like 59.5.
It'll never leave your mind. Hudson, it's great catching up with you, my friend. We'll be listening tomorrow morning on the Locker Room, and we love you.
All right, guys. Thanks for your support.
See you, buddy. There he is. Hudson!
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.